Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Coriel Kramer back with us, has been connecting and speaking with animals since she was a little child. And just like humans, animals have distinct personality types. Coriel has identified 6 animal dynamics which have redefined and transformed the art of animal communication. She is very passionate about showing people how to connect with their animals using her new method of dynamics technique, which I'll have her explain, to take their relationships to an even deeper, more fulfilling and profound level. Coriel, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great, George. Thank you so much for having me back and for your listeners for tuning in. It's great to be back.
How old were you when this all started?
I remember having my first animal communication, I mean, really strong, when I was around or about 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, that's fantastic. Was it mental, like telepathy, or was it, visual and audio? Were you just talked to the animal? What was it like?
It was like all of a sudden I heard this words and this voice. I know this sounds a little weird, but I heard this voice being projected in my head. And I knew it wasn't me because it was telling me, you know, hey, can you pet me, please? And, you know, I'm 4 years old. I turn around and there's this huge Rottweiler in front of me. And so what I did was I asked him, I went up to him, I said, what did you say? And he says to me, again, I hear this voice in my head that says, please pet me. I just want to be petted. I just want to be loved. So I started petting him. I started touching him. I started rubbing his belly, and we had a great time up until his owners came screaming out of the store and saying, don't touch him, he's vicious. And he wasn't vicious. He just wanted some love, you know. But so that was my first recollection of ever being able to have animal communication.
You might be too young, but there was a television program called Mr. Ed about a talking horse.
I've seen YouTube videos.
Okay. And his owner was Wilbur, and he'd always say, come here, Wilbur. And he'd talk like that. But it's fascinating. I think everybody who has owned a pet, owned an animal, cat, dog, they know that there's some kind of connection there. They feel it.
Of course. They know it. They feel it. And that's the thing. There's all different kinds of animal communication. There's all different types of it. It can be, you know, from getting images to actually talking to your animal, and it can be, you know, getting this empathic feeling. It can be just this knowing. It doesn't have to be the status quo of sitting in front of an animal, talking to them, and explaining and hearing their voice inside your head. It's all different kinds of ways to communicate, just like there's all different kinds of ways to communicate amongst people, body language, sign language, you know, calligraphy, you know, there's all different kinds of ways that you can express yourself through art, you know, so it's the same way. There's all different ways of communicating with animals as well.
Tell me what you believe, Coriel, is the rationale behind communicating with animals.
I really and truly believe in the 20 plus years that I've been doing this, is I believe the rationale for communicating with animals is that we as a society have to start looking for more. We're searching for more. So many of us are searching for more in our lives. But how can I connect? How can I be more spiritual? How can I be more open? How can I be more? And I think if we start with the animals, it's actually really, if you can get out of your mindset that you're talking to an animal and it's just one being talking to another being, I think then what starts happening is you start opening yourself up to realms you can't even imagine. It's kind of like, you know, people who, you know, connect to, you know, extraterrestrials, or they connect to angels, or they connect to, you know, it's just this knowing. It's the stream of consciousness that you're connecting to. And it's the same thing. I think the rationale is we have to get out of thinking that animals are less than us and seeing them as equals or just as good as us, because that's the way the animals see us. They see us just as good as they are, as wonderful as they are, and they want us to expand and grow. But we keep coming from this mindset of they're less than us. They don't have opposable thumbs. They can't do this. They can't do that. But they can do so much more if you just stay open to it. I believe that if you really and truly hone your skills, you get really, really good with animal communication. And it doesn't have to be as well as I do. I mean, I do it on a daily, moment-to-moment basis. If you just stay open to it, I promise you, it opens you up to things you cannot even imagine. Guidance, wisdom, messages, just connection. It's a heart-to-heart connection.
Your dynamics technique, Coriel, sets you apart from other animal communicators. Kind of explain to us what it is and how you developed it.
Well, since the last time I was on, which was December 14th, there has been a new dynamic that came up, so it's really, really exciting. So what, in a nutshell, what the animal dynamics are their personality archetypes that I've come across in my work with animals, and they explain a lot of things, why animals usually do the things that they do. For example, an energetic animal might be very, very drawn empathically to a person who's sick, who they don't even know. Or a sensory animal might be a little bit sensitive to people, strangers coming into their house. Or a direct and demanding animal might be, you know, just what I said, what they say, direct and demanding. Why are they always wanting what they want when they want it, when they want it? And why are they so demanding for it? So the dynamics really will transform the way that you easily transform the way that you talk to your animal, touch your animal, interact with your animal, play with your animal. The dynamics are something that I use. They're a tool that I use along, of course, with my animal communication skills. But they're, my clients are finding that they're an easy, understandable, easy way to basically do this kind of form of animal communication.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Take us through a session. Somebody comes to you and says, "You know, I want to communicate with my Labrador." Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Well, depending on what's going on, I do a lot of work with people and their animals who the animals are experiencing or exhibiting unwanted behaviors. So, let's say they're going outside the litter box. They're aggressive towards strangers or men or women with or something else like that. So first and foremost, I always, when I do an intake, which is the first session, I always make sure that the person has taken their animal to the vet. I want to make sure 100% that that animal is being checked out. It's not a physical illness that they're exhibiting.
Okay, some ailment or something like that.
Right, and I need to make sure that's 100% because I don't want to, you know, waste time that could be used for getting them treatment. Then what happens is that then we move on from there. So I then, if we find out that they've been to the vet, everything's okay, then I go on to the next thing, and that's communicating. That's talking with them, finding out the root cause to their problem, what the issue is, what their mindset is around the behavior that they're doing. And many times, surprisingly enough, and this is not saying that anybody's doing anything wrong, but many times there are times when the animal is exhibiting this behavior because of their person. They're either worried about their person, or their person is going through a physical ailment, or they're going through a personal strife or stress. I was doing a lot of sessions with animals during COVID, and they were just flipping out.
All right.
Going crazy because their people were so worried and so stressed out. So that's what I do, basically, and then I go more in-depth, and if we need to find out if I need to prescribe things like alternative medicines, kind of like homeopathic remedies or flower essences or something else like that there to help really get them over that hump, then get them alleviate that behavior, then we have the results we want, which is why I work in weekly sessions as opposed to just single session.
Well, during these sessions, is the owner participating with you, or is it just you one-on-one with the animal?
Oh, no, absolutely. This is a whole package. This is why I work the way I do now. This is why I can't do one-and-done sessions anymore. I work over weekly packages, 5 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks, and more, because what it is that it's the whole enchilada. What I mean by that is everything factors in. What's going on with the person personally? So I gotta basically do a form of person therapy as well. What's going on with the animal? Find out why they're doing what they're doing. Then I gotta prescribe the alternative medicines. So everything factors into it. And when we heal the entire dynamic of what's going on, that's where the juicy, awesome, fantastic, mind-blowing results that I've been having over the last 3 years of doing this with the dynamics and everything else like that there, that's where we really transform the relationship. Because once we get that alleviated, then I also show my clients how to, I bring in the animal dynamics, so I make that even more fun, so that then the animal's personality feels like they're being supported. They're being really and truly loved for who they are, their true essence. There's so much involved now in sessions that I do.
Do some of them ever, the animal I'm talking about, don't like their owner?
There has been rarely. There have been times, though, that I have worked with an animal, and I found out that the animal was trying to let the person know that they weren't their person. So they were trying to let them know in a gentle way, as gentle as they can, hey, I'm not feeling this connection with you. And then when I worked with the person and I really got them, because people come from a place of knee-jerk reactions usually, where I'm, what do you mean my animal doesn't love me? It's not about that. It's like, what do you feel? When you first saw this animal, what was your mindset when you got this animal? Well, I had an instance in my own life where one of my cats years ago, I took him because, and I remember saying this in my head, if I don't take him, nobody else is. And what happened is that for a very long time, and he lived for 15 years, we had this, he was loving and sweet, but we had this abrasive relationship. It wasn't rock solid. And I later on learned because I took him, it was the wrong thing to do. So it's not that he didn't like me. He didn't love me. It's just that I wasn't his person. So it happens. It happens rarely, but it can happen.
Now tell me if we did this right. During the days when my kids were little ones, we went and bought a Labrador at a breeding place. That was very nice, well done. And she had like 5 or 6 little puppies all over the place. Mm-hmm. We bought the one, we took the one that came running up to us. And I just thought that was so important. This cute little puppy comes running up to us, little tail wagging, and all the others were scattered all over the place, running all over the place. This one came running up to us, and that's the one we took. And she was a great dog. Great dog. Did we do the right thing?
You did exactly 1,000% right. The animals will let you know. If they feel that connection to you, just like when you see them, there are some animals that come into your life. You see them, it's like love at first sight without being weird or icky. It's just like, you know, that's my animal. There's no doubt. There's no second guessing. There's no, well, maybe, I'm not really sure. There's 100% no, that's my animal. And what you did was perfect, because that really and truly was your confirmation that that animal was yours, because they came to you. They were feeling your energy. They were mm-hmm. feeling your vibration. They were feeling your heart. And the real confirmation is what you said. The relationship with this dog was amazing, and that's exactly right. She was your dog without any doubt.
I remember the day we had to put her down, and it was like losing a family member. It was horrible. The Kids were crying. We were all upset. It was just, it was, you get so attached to them.
You do. And that is the blessing and the curse of opening up your heart. You know,
you wish they could live until 80.
I know. Wouldn't it be great if there was like a pill where you could just throw it to them and they were still like acting like they were 5 years old?
Yeah. And they live human years or something like that. Does an animal know its name?
Yes, they do. They absolutely do. And they respond to the name. And also, an interesting thing that I had happen a few months ago, I was working with a dog, and he was not being properly listening. He wasn't properly listening and coming when they were using his name. At the time he was being fostered by a wonderful family, and they would call his name, Brian, Brian, Brian. He would just keep on running, and he would never come back. And when I connected to him, I immediately heard the name Maxwell.
Maxwell?
Maxwell. I don't know why, out of all the names, but whatever. So, you know, that's the way it is sometimes. I just get stuff, and I'm like, whatever. You know, let's just say it. It's coming up for a reason. So they changed his name to Maxwell, and I swear to you, okay, he now comes. I have pictures of him on my website. He sits by the kids now. He's more relaxed. He comes every single time he's called. He's happier. And it turns out that the foster family decided to keep him because they fell in love with him.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Are dogs easier to deal with what you do than cats, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. It really, really doesn't matter. It's about the personality. It's about their personality and who they are as individuals. So you can have a dog that goes absolutely bananas, or you can have a dog who's absolutely like Zen, and then you can have a cat that goes absolutely bananas, and you can have another cat that's absolutely Zen. It really depends on the individual animal.
What about other animals, like a turtle or something like that?
Well, the dynamics, when I bring those in, those also kind of like open doorways to understanding that it's really not about the species of that animal, meaning a reptile or a bird or a gecko or whatever, or, you know, a fish. It's really about that animal's personal personality. But however, there is a difference. When I communicate with animals in the wild, the messages I get in my mind, the way that they talk to me, is different than an animal who's domesticated. So think of it kind of like a person who speaks, who speaks like Lower German, and then somebody who speaks what they say High German. Or somebody who speaks Cockney English as opposed to High English. So you have somebody like the Queen. So you have somebody, they both speak English, and they both speak the language, but they phrase things differently. Wild animals have more of an almost like a lyrical kind of like poetic kind of way of talking. At least that's the way it comes through for me.
I'm thinking of Liza Doolittle in My Fair Lady.
That's perfect. That's a perfect example. I got to use that sometime. May I use that sometime?
Yes, you can. It's all yours. Take it away.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.